From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. The Missouri Supreme Court will hear arguments today in a case that challenges part of the state's death penalty law. Dan Margulies explains.
In 2011, Marvin Rice was convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend and her boyfriend. The majority of jurors wanted him to be sentenced to life in prison, but the judge gave him the death penalty. Death penalty opponents argue the sentencing law is unconstitutional because it gives a judge the power to impose capital punishment, even when the jury can't agree it's warranted. Stacy Prent is executive director of Missourians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty, which filed a friend of the court brief.
The U.S. Supreme Court has, in fact, invalidated death penalty statutes in other jurisdictions which empowered judges to impose capital sentences.
In the last 5 years, only two death sentences have been imposed in Missouri, both by judges. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
A congressman from St. Louis is urging utility and service providers in the region to take measures to ease the burden of federal employees affected by the partial government shutdown. Democratic U.S. Representative William Lacey Clay wrote to corporate officials at Spectrum Communications, the utility company Ameren, and Spire Energy, noting that more than 12,000 federal employees in Missouri are without income through no fault of their own. Clay is encouraging the companies to avoid shutting off services or charging late fees or penalties for affected federal workers. A 26-year-old Columbia woman who intentionally drove her car into the Kansas River with her two children inside has been sentenced to life in prison. KMBC-TV reports Sharon Dingledale of Columbia was sentenced Tuesday for first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. Prosecutors said she drove her car into the river near Lawrence in August. She and her one-year-old son were rescued. The body of her 5-year-old daughter, Amaya Bradley, was recovered the next day. Dingledale told police she drove into the river in an attempt to kill herself and her children. She said she knew neither child could swim and would likely die. She was sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole for the first-degree murder charge and nearly 13 years for the attempted murder charge. Court documents say an undercover St. Louis police officer reported that his colleagues beat him when they mistook him for a protester following the acquittal of a former white police officer in the deadly shooting of a black man. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Detective Luther Hall described the attack as a free-for-all in the newly released affidavit. The FBI used the statement to justify searching the four officers' cell phones as agents investigated Hall's attack and the detention of other protesters during a 2017 demonstration. The protest was among several that followed former officer Jason Stockley being found not guilty of first-degree murder. That investigation resulted in charges in November against four police officers. All have pleaded not guilty. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.